We'll go on to agenda item number 8, PR-2021-004968, SD-2024-00020-final plat, Bohannon Houston, Yolanda Padilla Moya. For Pulte Homes, Kevin Patton requests the aforementioned action for all of a portion of tract B2A1, La Quintesta subdivision, phase one, zoned R-ML, located on Rosa Parks Road Northwest between Paseo del Norte and Rosa Parks Road, containing approximately 10.7315 acres. Ms. Moya?
Hello, Yolanda Moyer with Bohannon Houston. I think I need to be co-host as well so I can see my video.
State your name and address.
Yolanda Moyer, Bohannon Houston, 7500 Jefferson, Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87107.
Do you swear and affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay, you should be now
You
co-host.
can co-host now, Yolanda.
Okay, I can see myself. Hello.
Okay.
So again, Yolanda Moyer, Bohannon Houston, agents for the Pulte Group, looking to bring this final plat for approval. It's the second phase of the La Quintesta subdivision. It's 54 lots. And I think there's two or three tracts. And I stand for any comments.
Okay, I'll go to the general public. Is there anybody in the general public that wishes to comment on agenda number 8? Please raise your hand. Seeing none, we'll go to the Water Authority.
This is David Gutierrez, the Water Authority. I have no objections to that, but a question. I don't know. You've probably gone through design with this already, and approvals. Is that
Correct.
correct?
It is approved and it's currently under construction.
So my question was, tract 16 has easement, has a water, or I think it's just a water line easement, and then drainage, and then private access. Can you just elaborate what's going on in there
Sure.
for me?
Yolanda Moyer, Bohannon Houston. David, I did send responses to your comments yesterday evening as well, so you should have those in your email. So that is primarily it's a water line easement, and there's a water line stub in there for a future connection on the north side, but it's also a trail. There's a private pedestrian access easement off to Paseo once Paseo gets widening, and that was a requirement from planning during the preliminary plat phase. So the drainage is just because private water falls on there because of it is an HOA tract. And it's just to allow that drainage to get out. Nothing
Okay.
particularly drains to it. It's primarily just for what falls there to get out.
Okay. That's good enough for me. So that addresses that comment, and then I'll just need the note in my comments. If you could put that on your plat, I should
So
be good to go.
that was on the plat already. It's on the last page.
Oh, we do want it on the cover sheet moving forward.
Oh, okay.
So
Okay.
I was looking for it on the cover. I apologize
It's
if I
on
missed it somewhere else.
the last sheet. If we could keep it where it's at for this particular plat, just because we have all the signatures on it, I don't know that there's gonna be room for it. And like I said, we do have everyone's signature already.
I bet you there's
Okay.
somebody over there at BHI who knows how to Leroy.
Not anymore.
Okay.
So David, if you're okay with that, we'll just make sure on future plat is on the cover.
I've been directed by my legal to put them on the cover.
Can you show the cover really quick, Jay? Or whomever, Robert, if you have. It looks like there might be some room that we could put that on there. So, okay, sounds good. If we can have that as a condition, that would be great.
Okay, so elaborate what that condition is, David. Your which note?
It's just to add a note regarding water and sewer easements, the
Doing.
use of them.
Oh, the so the water and sewer easements are being identified on the plat?
No, it's for the use and maintenance and operation,
Oh,
just a general note.
okay,
Would you
got
like
it.
me to read the note out?
No, I got it. I was just trying to. I've got it.
Yolanda Moyer, if I may, it's on this last sheet four. It's that last note that's already on the plat. Knowing that David would be requesting that, he's just now requesting that it be on the cover page.
Okay, I got that. I can handle that. Okay, we'll move on to Jeff Palmer, code enforcement.
Hi, Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. I have no comments and no objections.
Okay, with that, we'll move on to Whitney Phelan.
Hi, this is Whitney Phelan with Parks and Recreation. I don't have any objections. The only thing I wanted to clarify is there a note for track 16 for the pedestrian access about who's maintaining that?
So if you go, I can't see the small size, but I have a plat up here real quick.
Yolanda,
See.
you can share your screen if you need to.
No, it's okay. So it's there's easement notes 14, 15, and 8. So let's just go to that really quick. 14. So it's a private pedestrian easement owned and maintained by the homeowners association. That's note 15 on the plat.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That's all I have for today. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. We'll go on to hydrology, Tiquan.
Hydrology has an approved gradient drainage plan and a drainage report with the engineer's stamp date of December 10th, 2021. Hydrology has no objection.
Okay, thank you. We'll go on to Mr. Armijo, Transportation.
Oh, Mr. Armijo, Transportation. We have no objections.
Thank you, Mr. Armijo. We'll move on to planning.
Hi, this is Hannah Olick with planning. This final plat is consistent with the preliminary plat. I just have one question. On your plat sheets, you do have phase one. Still, is that phase one of that tract, or is that a typo?
So that Yolanda Moria Bohan in Houston. So that's just what the original plat that created this tract was. It was called phase one. So it's a that says it's a replat of that. Phase one plat. It is phase two, and that's why it says La Quintista subdivision phase two. It's basically a replat of La Quintista phase one.
So it's part of the legal description, huh?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And my only comments are the date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the final plat, and the DXF file must be approved by AGIS.
Yolanda Moyer Bohan in Houston. So an email was sent to AGIS. Last night, I don't know if you got confirmation. Sometimes they do it really quickly or not, but it has been sent. So we will make sure that happens. And then I do have a question about, because this is a new comment, adding the date that it was approved. I guess, do you guys have an example of that? Because that's new.
Yeah, this is, I think Jay can send that to you, but it's basically on the front page, and it basically says the date that the DHO approved the plat. So just, and it just provides that date. Mr. Biazar, you have your hand raised.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Shahab Biazar. I just had a quick question regarding the tracks that are being created for the Homeowner Association maintenance. Specifically, like the last phase, I just wanted to make sure, like track 39 or like the tracks that were created last phase did provide access also to the future phase or not. Does that make sense?
Conflict, Casey.
No. So if you can elaborate what's
so like let's say in phase one, the track 39 basically included all the access easements and all that stuff. And it, you know, I'm assuming that, you know, it was mentioned that who is the beneficiary of those easements, which is all the lot owners, right? So when track 39 was created,
I see what you're saying.
Access to phase two.
Yeah. So what we actually had, so track, you're talking, that's the private roadway easement,
yes.
Chahab. Yeah. So, that has, it's for the HOA for the benefit of, and then, this tract had a blanket easement for access to that track 39 that's been now confined and defined with tract 40. Does
okay.
that make sense?
Yeah. So I just wanted to make sure we have like cross access easement between the two phases. That's all. Thank
okay.
you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else, Yolanda?
Yolanda Moria Bohan in Houston. No, sir.
Okay. So in the matter of PR-2021-004968, SD-2024-000020 final plat. I move approval of the final plat because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO and DPM with the following conditions that the maintenance and easement language for the water authority be moved to the first page, and that the DXF files be obtained and approval from AGIS, and the date of the DHO hearing date be added to the plat. Mr. Rodenbeck, did I miss anything?
Okay. Mr. Rodenbeck, I don't believe so.
Okay. With that, good luck, and I'm going to turn the meeting over to Mr. Campbell. Prior to that, I'm going to apologize to the general public for taking so long on case number one. You guys have a good day.